One of the things I'm very grateful for was when I came to this church, a practitioner here who was so open and willing to share her experiences so I could learn. And one of them, she had once told me about and told us, because she mentioned this in a class, she had gone to see her practitioner, Mr. Davidson, in New York. And when she got there, he had given her a passage, which is in our week's lesson this week on page 281. The one ego, the one mind or spirit called God, is infinite individuality, which supplies all form and comeliness, and which reflects reality and divinity in individual spiritual man and things. Mr. Davidson had asked her to think about that and to think about what that meant. And she realized, she got the inspiration that it was saying, and I think Mr. Davidson helped her with this, that was saying, you're not God, but God is expressing himself through you. And she thought that was the most wonderful thing. And I remember when she gave that to us, because it became the most wonderful thing for all of us as well. And when you think of it, when you think of the infinite individuality that each one of us expresses when we get out of the way and let God express himself through us, when you think of the form and the comeliness and the reality of all of us and our divinity, it is awesome. I will always be grateful for that, because I remember the time I was struggling with who was I? And maybe comparing myself with others or trying to be like somebody else. And you just can't do that. You've got to be what God made you, to be that infinite individuality. At the end of Mrs. Eddy's article on divine science, she quotes this, "Thou must be true thyself if thou the truth wouldst teach. Thy soul must overflow if thou another soul wouldst reach. It needs the overflow of heart to give the lips full speech. Think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world's famine feed. Speak truly, and each word of thine shall be a fruitful seed. Live truly, and thy life shall be a great and noble creed." The only way that to do that is to let God express himself through you. I'm so grateful for this wonderful truth, for dear Mrs. Eddy giving us the textbook and prose works.